The Coast Coast 186.3 Triple M, it's Moffy with you. Look, at least eight new independent MPs are set to enter Parliament following the federal election. Surprisingly, everyone except an analyst who had some online data predicted that result. One seat, though, that they didn't win is Cowper. The bloke who did is on the phone right now, Pat Conaghan. Good morning, mate. Congratulations on the re-election.
Good morning, Moffy. How are you?
I'm very well. You'd have to be happy with this.
I am over the moon, and it's good to be back. Good mm-hmm. to retain the seat, and I note that all the Nationals around the country, all of us retained our seats, and I think that says something, bearing in mind the election result for the Liberal Party.
Pat, it was a close race, obviously, but it's, I guess, what you expected, wasn't it?
It was. It was. I knew it was going to be a very, very tough race. And if we really break it down and tell some honest truths, my primary vote wasn't much different to last time. I still received over 40% of the vote on primaries, and then it came down to preferential voting, as it did last time. But look, regardless of the result, you know, I was out there for the last 3 years working hard, and that's exactly what I'll do for the next 3 years. And I just thank the people of Cowper for giving me the opportunity, because, look, it's a privilege to serve in federal parliament for Cowper, for any seat. It's a privilege to be here, and regardless of who voted for me, I'll serve everybody equally and get down there and raise the issues that are important to people in the electorate.
What were some of the things, I guess, that you've probably, I mean, picked up and learnt sort of over the last couple of weeks during the campaign, Pat?
Look, I think one of the biggest things really was a federal ICAC, which I've always supported. I've always said we should have a federal ICAC, just not one that hung people out to dry. I think that was a major issue. One of the other major issues, and a lot of my vote that was taken from me was from One Nation, who didn't run on the last occasion. And I think that vote was a protest vote by the people in terms of mandates and excluding people such as teachers and health workers from jobs. So that was a real message to the government, to the Liberal Party, about imposed mandates. It was a big message.
Where do we go from here? Obviously, not ideal to be in opposition, but I mean, it doesn't say that, you know, all things stop for the next 3 years and you can't be working with the government.
Well, that's right. They do say it's difficult in opposition, but I spent the last 3 years working with the Labor Party. I get along very, very well with Labor Party members, and I've done so because I think I'm balanced. I'm reasonable, and I have a good relationship with the Labor Party members. So I'll be able to go and knock on doors, knock on the minister's doors from the Labor Party, and try and get what we need in Cowper. And I did that very deliberately because, you know, I knew that it would never be the case that we would always have the balance of power. So, look, I believe that I'll be able to serve Cowper well because, you know, I do have those relationships and I have been balanced.
Now, obviously, yesterday the word was that Parliament probably won't sit until maybe late June, early July. The Prime Minister's over in Japan at the moment in serious talks. But where does it go for the Nats and for the Coalition? You're back down to Canberra pretty soon, aren't you?
Yeah, look, we'll be back down on Sunday for a meeting on Monday to decide who the leadership will go to. And that's a normal situation. That's not something new. Every time that an election comes around, the leadership becomes open and we decide who's going to be there. But in terms of what I'm doing on the ground in Cowper, I'm off to Stewart's Point today. They've got issues with guttering and drainage, and they've suffered a great deal of pain from flooding over the past 2 years. So I'll be back on the ground as I was for 3 years before and just doing my job and making sure things get done.
Well, Pat, congratulations once again on being re-elected as our federal member for Cowper.
Thanks very much, Moffy. And it's good to be here and it's good to talk to you.
Pat Conaghan, the federal member for Cowper, of course, that was announced late yesterday afternoon. The independent candidate, Kaz Heiss, conceded through social media that the seat has been retained by the National Party. It's Triple M.